is also supported with the existence of integrated East Priangan tourist package. Head of Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Office of Tasikmalaya, Undang Hendiana, told Voice of Indonesia team.
Tentang city tournya ya, bisa ke kabupaten, bisa ke Pangandaran. Makanya
about city tour, we can go to Regency or Pangandaran. Therefore, we initiate cooperation with head of region in East Priangan, and it has been signed, so it must have integrated tourism package. Although visitors stay at night in Tasikmalaya, they visit Galunggung. Undang Handiana views that tourism does not need to be limited with regional administration. Therefore, with the existence of the integrated tourism package, he hopes that Mount Galunggung can become the mainstay tourism object that has its own characteristics.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. President Prabowo Subianto has pledged to establish 30 new medical faculties at universities across Indonesia to address the growing shortage of medical practitioners in the country. This was stated by the president while inaugurating the Mahar Marjono National Brain Hospital on Tuesday. Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs urged Organization of Islamic Cooperation to mobilize all its resources to oppose Israel's plans to annex the Gaza Strip. This was stated by Minister Anis Mata, said in the emergency ministerial session of the OIC in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, on Monday. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Voice of Indonesia listeners, if you don't know, Indonesia has come up with a global iconic girl band called Nona. I think it came from the word Nona in Indonesia. We call Misses here with Nona. And it's a very, very cool girl band. It consists of four people, beautiful women, talented, amazing voice, amazing dancers, and this is one of their hit songs actually, entitled Shoot.
I'm busy dancing, baby, why you keep on standing in my life? Stop, you don't wanna get no closer, 'cause I touch like midnight in July. I know that look, I've seen it before, and I keep a score. Catch you right where I want ya. How you like that, baby? But way too busy playing yourself. Ain't nobody else won't see me coming, but I'm coming.
I'm sure.
seen it before, and I keep a score. I get you riled up, oh yeah. How you like that, baby? You was way too busy playing yourself. Ain't nobody else won't see me coming, but I'm coming.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, bringing tradition into the digital age, the West Sumatra Cultural Park is hosting the Sound and Eye Music Workshop 2025 this week, where 25 young composers are reimagining Minangkabau sounds using cutting-edge music technology. If you want to know more about this, we have Aldila from RRI Bukit Tinggi on the mic with us. Hi Aldila, can you tell us more about this?
Yes, thank you, Yunik. And today we have the information from West Sumatra is about a unique blend of tradition and technology is taking center stage this week at the Sound and Eye Music Workshop 2025, hosted by the West Sumatra Cultural Park. And running from August 26 until 28, the workshop brings together 25 selected composers from across West Sumatra with the theme From Traditions to Digital, Creating Music and Business Strategies in the digital era, the event aims to connect Minangkabau's traditional music roots with today's digital music landscape. And head of West Sumatra Cultural Department, Jeffrey Arifin, said this workshop, the richest of Minangkabau traditions with digital innovations, is a space for young composers to explore their creativity using today's technology. And participants are given the opportunity to explore traditional Minangkabau sound using digital platform like digital audio workstations, synthesizer, and various music applications. And the goals, to produce innovative gender-defying musical works that honor tradition while embracing the future. And Sound the Night 2025 is more than workshop, is a cultural movement that ensure the voices of traditions are not lost, but instead evolve and thrive in the digital era. Unique.
Thank you so much for the update, Aldila. Viewer listeners, if you want to know more about all of the updates across Indonesia, please make sure to stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sejak saat pertama melihat senyumannya, jantung berdebar-debar, inikah petanda? Namun ternyata salah, harapanku pun musnah. Sejak aku melihat kau selalu dengannya, memikirkannya, tak memasak-pesak, jatuh cinta, sayang-sayang, dia ada yang punya. Mungkin ku harus pergi untuk melupakannya. Dalam hati berkata, takkan sanggup pergi. Kanya, kamu besar-besar jatuh cinta, sayang-sayang, dia ada yang punya. Hey, aku coba menghapus bayang-bayang indah, tetapi selalu aku merindu lagi. Padanya memikirkannya, namun mengapa saat jatuh cinta, sayang-sayang, dia ada yang punya. Tuhan tolong, tolong aku jatuh cinta pada kekasih orang. Ingin lupa, ku tak bisa, sayang-sayang, dia ada yang punya. Tuhan tolong aku.
Every region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area, so must Manggarai. It has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai for us is kompiang cake. Kompiang cake is also known as Kompiang Longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called Kompiang Longa. Listeners, Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, Kompiang costs 1,000 rupiahs.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
lagi arah kita. Sanggupkah aku mengikatmu untuk selamanya? Kau jangan takut, aku punya rencana. Jangan takut, walau semua masih ada di kepala. Jika kau mau bersabar dan mencoba mengerti, ku pasti karena kau bahagia. Jika kau bisa bertahan menungguku di sini, ku pasti karena kau bahagia. Tapi tunggu dulu, ku rangkai dengan waktu. Semai harapanmu, sebelum ku temui ayahmu, ibu. Jika kau mau bersabar dan mencoba mengerti, ku pasti karena kau bahagia. Jika kau bisa bertahan menungguku di sini, ku pasti karena kau bahagia. Kau mau bersabar dan mencoba mengerti, ku pasti karena kau bahagia. Jika kau bisa bertahan menungguku di sini, ku pasti karena kau bahagia. Tapi tunggu dulu, ku rangkai dengan waktu. Ku semai harapanmu, sebelum ku temui ayahmu.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. we present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Tanpa dirimu enggan rasanya untuk coba hubungimu. Oh, takutnya hati makin merindu. Diam dan tak bisa berkata, hati dan rasa tak sama di malam rawan. Cukup sekali ku pikirkanmu. Salahkah meski kau banyak hati yang memuja. Sadar tak begitu mudah, kau bintangnya di setiap mata. Apakah milikimu hanya angan semata? Angin berbisik antar senyummu, lepas kendali ku tersipu. Bisa berkata, hati dan rasa tak sama di malam rawan. Sadarkah dirimu indah, tak cukup sekali kupikirkanmu. Salahkah meski kau banyak hati yang memuja. Sadar tak begitu mudah, kau bintangnya di setiap mata. Apakah milikimu hanya semata.
Rambut ikamu.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak. As one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta, Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of this sate klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of sate klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this sate. For one serving of sate klatak complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, right?
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. to ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure. Here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
VOI listeners, after this, I'll be playing you featured entitled Ikan Belida. It's a type of fish only found in Indonesia, and I'm pretty sure you want to hear this.
The city size reaches 102.47 square kilometer, with average height of 8 meters above the sea level. Palembang lies in a quite strategic location as it passes through the main road or Lintas Sumatra that connects areas on Sumatra Island. In addition, Palembang also has Musi River and Ampera Bridge that function as the means of transportation and interregional trade. Climate in Palembang is tropical, with rainfall ranging from 2,000 mm to 3,000 mm per year. Air humidity ranges from 75 to 89% with sun illumination of 45%. Soil topography is relatively superficial and low. Most of lands there, which are 0 to 20 meters above the sea level, are marshy, that they are flooded in the rainy season. Palembang people belong to Malay ethnic group and use Malay language with local dialect that is now known as Palembang language. Local people generally use Palembang language as daily language. Besides, natives, non-natives from Java, Minangkabau, Madura, Bugis, and Banjar, as well as descendants from China, Arab, and India, also live in Palembang. Listener, do you know there's an interesting thing from Palembang, which is its special traditional food? Pempek or fish cake.
Pempek kapal selam terkenal di mana-mana. Kalau makan sama cuka, alangkah
The interesting thing from Palembang is its typical traditional food, which is pempek. What is pempek? Palembang has a quite big number of Chinese communities. Foods like pempek or tekwan or soup with sago flour fish balls made from fish leave strong Chinese taste among Palembang people. Pempek is Palembang traditional food that has been popular all over Indonesia, with the local freshwater fish ikan belida and sago as the basic ingredients. Palembang people have successfully developed the basic ingredients into various kinds of pempek by varying fillings and other additional ingredients like chicken eggs, fish shell, and tahu or tofu. Various kinds of pempek in Palembang include pempek kapal selam, pempek lenjer, and so on. Palembang people usually eat pempek with blackish thick sauce made from boiled brown sugar, chili, and fried shrimp. The sauce is commonly called cuko or vinegar sauce. Here is the explanation of the head of information division at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni, about pempek.
Pempek itu asal katanya apek-apek.
Pempek derives from the word apek-apek. Chinese people call it so. They were newly arrived in Chinese in Indonesia and male Chinese with pigtail that rode becak or pedicab. While Palembang, big people became errands. When people wanted to eat, they just asked them to buy or make food.
At first, Palembang people made food for consumption instead of for business like Chinese people wanted. First pempek was made in Sepuluh Hulu, Palembang. Do you know that the basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish? How about belida fish? The basic ingredients of pempek. This is what was explained by the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni.
Well, belida fish is number one because the fish is special for pempek. Pempek is made from sago, garama. The fish is belida or belido in Palembang language.
The basic ingredient of pempek is belida fish. According to people in South Sumatra, belida means a creature which is good at diplomacy. It consists of word, namely bi meaning to have and lida meaning tongue, to have a way with words. Belida fish in Indonesian language is also called lopis or belido. And how are the characteristics of belida fish, which is considered rare, threatened, and barely found in Musi River?
Pempek kapal selam, terkenal di mana-mana. Kalau makan sama cuka, alangkah lemak rasanya.
Listener, belida fish has a medium size. Maximum length is 100 cm and average weight is 0.5 to 1 kg. In the natural habitat, it can be 2 to 4 kg. Its body shape is flat with small head and its nape looks bent over. Upper jaw is far from eyes. Small scales cover its body. Scales in its back are gray and in the front one are silverish white. In the sides of the scales, there are white circles like black balls, surrounded by white circles. This is the explanation of Siddhartha Gautama from Palembang General Waters Fisheries Research Agency about belida fish.
Belida fish has eggs with quite big diameters, and the number of eggs is not many like other fish. For instance, arowana or freshwater decorative fish has rather big eggs that the number of eggs produced is small. Some say if fish has quite big eggs, the number of eggs would be few. So Belida fish may be one of them.
Siddhartha Gautama from General Waters Fisheries Research Agency also explained that Belida fish is now rare and threatened to extinct. Siddhartha added things that cause Belida fish in the brink of extinction and no longer found in Musi River.
It is true that Belida fish is rare and hard to get. So it is impossible to use it to make pempek in Palembang. It is now substituted with other fish.
Siddhartha Gautama from the General Waters Fishery Research Agency added, though Belida fish is hard to find, one day it may emerge again in Palembang.
It is hard to find indeed, but it can be found in Kalimantan or Riau, so it does not totally extinct. In other places, there is a chance for cultivation.
Well, listener, how do people in Palembang substitute the basic ingredient of Belida fish that is about to extinct? With the rareness of Belida fish, people in Palembang use other fish to substitute the basic ingredient of pempek. Here is the statement of the head of information section at Palembang Tourism Service, RM Husni.
Nah, sekarang sudah orang ini bukan lagi.
Now people in Palembang no longer use belido fish or putak, but gabus freshwater fish or ikan delek in Palembang language. It is called so because it can flow. Gabus fish on the sea is tenggiri fish or Spanish mackerel.
Do people think about the substitution of the basic ingredient of pempek from Belida fish to gabus fish? Henry, Palembang local resident, made the following statement.
Kalau bagi saya, kebanyakan orang Palembang dari Belida itu.
To me, gabus fish is more delicious than Belida fish.
Belida fish is considered to extinct in Palembang only. All people hold Belida fish in other areas will not extinct, so that the next generation can still see Belida fish, which is called old fish by most of Palembang people. People can also still taste the delicious typical foods from Palembang, namely pempek or fish cake, without worrying the existence of Belida fish as the basic ingredient of pempek, because other kinds of fish are equally delicious. Pleasure is not eternal. My lovely pempek, my poor Belida.
Thank you. Gila-gilaan, 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 gila-gilaan. Yeah!